Hi, everybody. This is Lisa.
And this is Joe.
And welcome to your Cheap Date Show for May 10th, 2008. On this week's show,
it's Breakfast Off the Bone.
Ew. What does that mean?
I don't even know what that means.
Well, yes, you do.
I do. We'll explain in a minute. How are you? Welcome back.
Oh, thank you.
It's
good to be back.
People were worried about you.
I was worried about me.
Dude. We were all worried about you.
I was
worried about me before I was worried about you. But that's another story.
What?
This isn't about me. Because you got sick, and then I got really sick, and then you got better, but then whatever I had, I gave to you.
You gave right back. Well,
I'm still fighting it.
The big difference was that you happened to have a physical scheduled for basically the day you got sick.
Right. Or a day or two after I did, yeah.
When you got a negative strep test, and so did one of the kids, I thought I didn't have strep, so I waited 3 days before going to the doctor. And 3 days is a long time in bacteria.
Yeah.
Land. So they had gained quite a foothold in my throat.
Yeah.
I did spend like 3 days in bed, unable to talk, but I wasn't sleeping that whole time.
And then when we did the Chef's Best show, you were kind of in the background because you couldn't really.
That was at the beginning of it. And after doing, I didn't talk at all during that. I didn't eat anything at Chef's Fest. And I didn't talk during the show. But I had been talking during Chef's Fest. And by the time we got home, remember, I was starting to get a little bit hoarse.
Yeah.
And the next morning, I couldn't talk at all.
How appropriate. You were at Arlington Racecourse and you got a little hoarse.
These are the jokes, folks. Whoa.
Okay.
That's what I sounded like. Anyway,
you sounded like Krusty?
I'm much better now. I can talk and eat.
Well, welcome back. What you missed was the show with where we talked about the winners of our contest.
I know.
You may want to congratulate our winners.
Congratulations, winners.
Okay, that works.
No, we went through this together. I know who they are. I just don't have it on the tip of my tongue.
I explained the whole thing on the show about how we laid everything out on the dining room table and then plucked names like...
It was highly scientific.
It was. Randomness. It was random.
You don't want to overthink randomness, really. You don't want to get too fancy with it.
That's true. All right, well, you're back and I'm back and we're both in fine fettle, whatever that means. So we're back in the saddle again.
Yes, we are.
So let's talk about why we have breakfast off the bone.
Well, why don't you give a little background on...
Here's the story. Okay, here's some background for you.
A little background.
The listeners at home. Well, okay.
Joe's famous for his background stories.
Say what my dad will always say.
Just give us the short version.
We are always on the lookout for a good breakfast place, as everyone knows. And we've received a lot of suggestions for good breakfast place too, so thank you to the listeners to provide those. However, there's one place, as I mentioned before, I take the train into the city every day. You do several times a week to go to school. And there's a place that the train goes by in Des Plaines every single day, and I have been looking at this place for well over 15 years.
Yeah.
I've been looking at this
like
place.
Longer
I've been driving
than I've
by.
Been alive.
And we finally, last weekend, went there for breakfast, and it turned out to be absolutely wonderful, as you'll hear in a moment. We're talking about the L&L Snack Shop in Des Plaines, Illinois, which happens to be right across the street from the Cumberland Metro station, not the Cumberland L stop. That's several miles away.
Yeah,
the Cumberland
don't get
Metro
off
station
at one
on the Northwest
expecting
line.
To hop on the other because that doesn't work.
Right, but it's right there across the street, directly across the street from the Metro station.
On Northwest Highway.
Right on Northwest
did
Highway.
Did you say that?
I did.
Sorry. Okay.
So early on a Sunday morning, I woke little Lisa up from her...
early like 9:30.
From her slumber and said, hey... Let's go check it out. And actually, this was kind of your idea because we rode the train home together on Friday.
It was, because on Friday I said, have you ever been there? And you said, no, but you've wanted to for years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what made me think of it, if I can share my experience, is when we go to TNT.
Which is right here in Arlington Heights. We've mentioned it before. Actually, our very first cheap date review that we ever did in our podcast on show number one was of TNT Snack Shop.
I'm not sure anybody wants to go back and listen
to
it.
Yeah, don't. We liked it. It was good. We'll do another show about it. Because now that we kind of know what we're doing with podcasting.
TNT is a diner. Not a diner exactly, but I think diner is the closest thing to call it. But their sign says TNT Snack Shop, which always struck me as odd because when I think of snack, I think of chips.
You think of a snack bar.
Yes, I think of a snack bar.
You think of like
bar.
When you're going to the pool in the summertime and then you say, hey, I'm going to go to the snack bar and I'm going to get an icy and a pack of M&Ms.
But I think in another time, snack may have had a different meaning, like meaning a small meal. Now we think of it as more like a treat.
Right.
This place is
Zingers,
called...
Zingers, perhaps?
Don't start with me about Zingers. This place is called L&L Snack Shop. And it just struck me that just the snack shop name.
You think
of
snack
me.
Shop, you think short order. They'll make fries and you get some chips and a Coke.
Yeah. But then I knew it must be like TNT. And it's not a remarkable looking place. I mean, you can't tell by... Especially by going by on the train. You can't tell what it is.
And if you're driving by a Northwest Highway, you won't even know you won't even know it's there.
But just the name, well, you can read the sign, but the name Snack Shop made me think breakfast and lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough,
that's exactly what it is.
Breakfast and lunch. Simple menu, nothing over $6.
We walk in there bright and early on a Sunday morning. The place is crowded.
Yeah.
We got the last table. Well, there were two tables left. Two tables open.
It's right next door to a church, too, which is super handy.
It's next door to a church, and there's a law firm, and I'm not sure what the other thing on the other side
Well,
is,
the church Sunday morning tie, and nobody's at a law firm on Sunday morning.
Well, you don't know some of the lawyers I know, but that's another story for another show. So we walk in, and we got a booth right next to the door, and this booth happened to have one normal-sized bench. And then one tiny little chair. Not a chair, but like a half booth.
Did you get the tiny side?
I got the tiny side.
Oh,
but that's
I'm sorry.
Okay. That's okay. I had a perfectly beautiful view of the rest of the restaurant. Now, the place is very small. I'm almost tempted to say it's not much bigger than our family room, which is where we're recording right now.
It is really small. Well, right. It's a little counter. All the cooking goes on behind the counter. And then a row of tables
in sort of an L shaped.
Yeah, like I want to say behind the counter, but not behind the counter. That's where the cooking goes on. But then outside of the counter.
Surrounding the counter,
right. One row of tables all the way around.
There are.
You counted what, like not even 20 tables?
No, not even. No. I was going to say it's something like 16. I think there's 16 stools at the counter and then maybe 9 booths.
Yeah.
Something like that. Very small. However, do not let that deter you from trying this place. We got in, we sat down. A lady came to service. I believe she was an owner. I think it was her. Mm-hmm. This lady and her husband own the place. He does the cooking. She greets the customers. Friendliest person we've met in a restaurant in a very, very long time.
Seriously.
She knew that we were there for the first time. She somehow knew that this
we
was our first time.
We just had that wide-eyed look.
It's like, oh.
Well, you can tell when somebody's at TNT for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they'll ask for a menu or something.
Yeah, that's true. The joke there is that TNT's menu is up on the wall.
Yeah.
So we come in, we sit down. This is your first time with us? Oh, yeah. She's very friendly. She says hi, and she says, oh, we're so glad to have you here. And then she told us that every single weekend, somebody brand new comes there without fail.
Several people. She said Sunday is the big morning for newbies.
Newbies. New blood.
Yeah. So she told us a little bit about the specials. She said their specialty is French toast and ham off the bone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Joe's a big French toast fan.
Big, big, big.
I like French toast, but I wasn't in the mood for anything quite so sweet. I was kind of thinking omelet. And neither of us are huge fans of ham off the bone. I like ham at lunchtime or dinner time.
Mm-hmm.
You don't ever really eat ham like roasted ham.
No. I really don't.
We took a pass on the ham. You ordered French toast, and I ordered a cheese omelet.
Right.
It was like maybe 5 minutes later. She comes back with French toast and a cheese omelet and ham off the bone for both of us.
Well, what she said was, because she told us what the specials were, and she pointed out the menu, and she said, we have the best ham off the bone.
Mm-hmm. And the best French toast.
And the best French toast. And then she said, do you want it with... Well, I ordered it with bacon because I don't dislike ham. I like ham, but it's just not something that I would order in a restaurant. I said, okay, let me try the bacon. Because for me, a lot of times, bacon is a good meter or a good measure of how a restaurant's cooking is. So I ordered the French toast with bacon. Then she said, you want cinnamon sugar on it? Do you want it buttered? Do you want it? And I said, tell you what.
Oh, yeah.
You make it. However you want to make it.
Oh, yeah, I kind of missed all that. I wasn't sure what she was asking you.
It was actually pretty noisy in there.
Yeah, it was
hard, even though you were sitting across from me. And there were big crowds of people who were coming in, so it's a rather boisterous place when a lot of people know each other there.
Yeah.
So, but she said, no, do you want this? And I just said, you know what? Whatever the best way to make it that you would recommend it, I am in your hands. Just go ahead and do it. She had this big smile on her face. She said, okay. So away she trotted, and then when she came back, like Lisa said, 5 minutes. The other thing she said that was really nice that we should mention is the fact that a huge party walked in after us, and she said, I want to get your order in before I get their order in, because I don't want you guys waiting.
Yeah.
So.
They were really good with managing. Well, yeah, and making sure people found a place to sit, and they were really good. Mm-hmm.
People were walking
managing
in.
The crowd.
People were walking in and looking and kind of going, oh, and she was, no, stay here. No, come over here. These people right here are going to be leaving soon.
Yeah.
Which she did say about us as we were getting
ready.
Yeah,
we did eventually get kicked out.
Well, we didn't get, no, that's
I know,
not
I'm
fair.
I'm kidding. We'll get to that at the end.
So she comes back 5 minutes later with this food, and OMG. Now, first of all, let's talk about you want to talk about the French toast first? You want to talk about your omelet?
You know what? I'll cover my omelet first.
Okay.
The omelet was good.
Mm-hmm. American cheese omelet.
How good can an American cheese omelet really be? I mean, I blame myself for not ordering something more interesting, but honestly, I couldn't handle... I was not prepared for French toast this morning, but I got ham off the bone with mine.
Yes.
And it was amazing.
You described the ham off the bone as...
Church picnic ham.
Yeah. Now,
Easter at Granny's ham.
We've mentioned this before that Lisa grew up in a town or lived in a town in Indiana where a lot of pork is produced. And I mean that in the most literal sense possible.
Half inch thick, sliced, and then grilled on a griddle.
Absolutely.
To get some nice caramelization on it. Amazing. Perfect balance of salty and sweetness. Ham can be way too salty.
Yeah.
And I'm not a huge salt fan. Like, my dad would have salted that stuff.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. I love salt, but that was salty enough for me.
Yeah, it was the perfect... And it had just a little bit of maple flavor, I think maybe that came up from the griddle. And I got a little bit of syrup in with it later. But, it was amazing. Absolutely amazing ham.
Mm-hmm.
The omelet was good. I don't mean to disparage the omelet.
It was very fluffy.
Yes, and the hash browns were good. But they were nothing compared to your French toast.
Were they American-style fries, or were they like the shredded?
They were shredded.
They were shredded. Did they have onions in them?
No, just potatoes.
Okay. We can ask for onions next time, maybe. And?
And the Greek toast was wonderful.
Yes.
I actually don't usually get Greek toast.
Yeah, you're usually a big fan of the whole wheat.
In fact, I think I said wheat, and she brought Greek.
I think you did.
But that's okay, because it was really good. It was thick like Greek toast always is, but it was very, very soft.
Mm-hmm.
And liberally buttered.
Oh, with real butter. None of this margarine stuff.
The coffee was very good, too.
And the coffee was excellent. And the cups were great. They looked like, you said, your grandmother
like
has
granny's
those
cups.
They're like from 1978.
Somebody wrote on one of the forums, it's like having breakfast at grandma's house. And it really kind of was.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about my breakfast.
I can see, like, pats of butter floating in a sea of butter on Joe's French toast. There's... French toast, bacon on top of the French toast, cinnamon sugar on everything, including on the bacon.
And on the ham on the bone.
And on the ham. Yeah, they just cinnamon sugared the whole thing.
The whole thing.
And then you syruped the whole thing.
Oh. Well, not the whole thing. Not the eggs.
You had eggs?
Yeah, there was a... I had a, one of the...
Holy
one of the
cow, Joe.
I had one of the combination specials. Well, here's... Okay.
Oh, that's right. You got a scrambled egg.
It was a it was the number two or the number three, I think. It was one scrambled egg with French toast and you got your side, your choice of a side. Bacon, sausage, or ham. And I ordered bacon, and she sort of looked at me, and she said, okay. The plate that comes, Lisa described it pretty accurately. The French toast is made with Greek toast, so the same bread that Lisa's toast was made out of was my French toast. I think they used either cream or half and half, the way Alton Brown recommends doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fried to absolute perfection. Thick cut. It was not soggy, and it wasn't stiff and firm. It was the absolute perfect balance that French toast should be.
It really was brilliant.
I have been striving to reach that texture for years. And they did it. It was perfect. So the French toast is there. It was two slices and they were cut in half diagonally.
Uh-huh.
And then there was two strips of bacon, which were very good. Mm-hmm. Two little slices of ham off the bone off on each side, framing it sort of. And then one scrambled egg sort of at one end of the plate, all on one plate. And the entire thing was sprinkled with cinnamon sugar.
I love it.
I don't know if the eggs were sprinkled with cinnamon sugar, but certainly everything else was. And oh my God, it was amazing. It was truly amazing. When she said we have the best French toast, I was skeptical, but it was wonderful.
And when she said the best ham off the bone, we thought we still were not that interested in ham off the bone.
Right. But oh, my heavens.
I'm not sure I could have done with a whole platter of it.
Right.
I will say that. But
so evidently what we learned from doing a little bit of research is that, especially if you're new there, I think they like to give you the ham off the bone even if you don't order it. So
they will make converts.
And it was delicious. And so my plate was completely clean by the time we were done with this, by the time we were done with breakfast. And she told you how to put together the perfect bite.
I think what I heard her say was, because it was really loud in there, it was hard to tell sometimes. I think what I heard her say was get some ham and some bacon and some syrup all together.
Mm-hmm. Put it on your fork in one bite.
And I did. Ham and bacon together, I mean, with syrup, that's like Homer Simpson food. But it was good. Really, all the flavors came together wonderfully.
They did.
I think the liberal use of butter was a factor.
Oh, man. Yeah, definitely not a low-cal visit, but ooh, delicious. Now, L&L is open for breakfast and lunch. We're going to be going back to maybe do a pre-work thing because, it's like we said, it's right across from the train station. We can drive to the train station that's a little bit further down the line.
Yeah,
from
not
us.
Our
so
train
it's
a, station.
So it's actually on the way. It's on the same line. And it's actually on the way to work. It's just a little bit further, closer into the city than where we are. And
right.
Like we said, it's a small, unassuming place, but the food and the service and the people are wonderful. We never had empty coffee mugs and everything was great. And everything was very reasonable as well. The two of us got away for breakfast for less than $15 for a tremendous amount of food.
It really was totally delightful.
$15 with tip, I should say.
Yeah.
And other things on the menu, they had salads, they have gyros, they have all kinds of lunch menu items, but we haven't had any of those.
Definitely Greek influenced.
Yes. Like a Grecian salad.
Not like, and what I mean by Greek influence is owned by Greek people. Not Greek food exactly, but Greek. Like you said, they have gyros.
Right. You can find the L&L Snack Shop at 456 East Northwest Highway. Like we said, that's right across the street from...
Comes Joe with the radio voice.
Right across the street from the Cumberland train station. And it's about a half a mile south of Suicide Circle, as we lovely call it.
Speaking of...
Yeah?
Are you done with your contact info? Are you done with your...
No.
Oh, sorry.
May I continue, please? Sweet. You know, you come back, you miss a show, you come back... And you're so impertinent.
Impertinent?
Yes. We're going to have to have a talk means? Later. No. But it sounded impressive,
keep
didn't
talking.
It? The L&L Snack Shop is located at 456 East Northwest Highway in Des Plaines, Illinois. Check it out. And highly recommended for breakfast. Okay, now, what do you got?
Well, you mentioned Suicide Circle.
Yeah.
Which made me think of, we've been getting a lot of emails about suicide.
We have.
Not the horrible, tragic kind of suicide, but the happy, fun kind of suicide. We sent out a call for, we asked our listeners, what do you call it when you mix a bunch of beverages together? Either, like, everybody brings a different bottle of liquor and pour it into a cooler or a garbage can, or when you go to a self-serve soda fountain and mix up all the pop together.
Right.
In one cup. And
the answer was almost unanimous.
Suicide, mm-hmm. is what you call it.
Right.
And I'm sure I said this on the show before, but that's what we called it when I was a kid. And you would take your cup and go right down the line and get like a little bit of each kind of pop.
Or go to 7-Eleven where they had the different Slurpee things and pour them all in there.
Except that was usually more like a swirl because there were only a couple kinds.
Yeah.
But maybe, if they had a bunch of different flavors. And
well, the 7-Eleven I used to take the kids to had, I don't know if you remember this, but they had like two freezers, each with like four heads on them. So they could
put a ton
of stuff in there.
That's right.
Emma
was
great.
Blue raspberry. And
Dad, check it out.
Grape.
So suicide. That was the unanimous answer from our listeners. So thank you very much for
and
sending us
And apparently that's what people
that.
Also call it when they do it with liquor, which I had not heard suicide applied to liquor.
A big old frat party, but yeah, that's what they called it.
Yeah.
The other thing that we tried this past weekend, is a new product which didn't impress us.
Ugh, yeah, no.
M&M's in honor of the new Indiana Jones movie. Here's a picture of Harrison Ford. I'll hold it up to the microphone so you can see.
That was
at the checkout at Walgreens, they had these things called Mint Crisp M&M's.
Which, to me, just... I mean, I don't know why. I don't know what made you think you should get these
things. Well, I'll tell you what it was, okay? When, way back in the day, M&M, the makers of M&M, that'll be Mars Incorporated, Hackettstown, New Jersey, I think is where they're based. They had a product, and maybe some of our listeners will remember this. They had a product called Royals, which now Brock's had a product called Royals, but that's something else. M&M had a product called Royals, and they were green and brown M&Ms or M&M looking things, and they had little crowns on them, like M&Ms have M&Ms on them, and they were mint chocolate M&Ms. And I think they've reintroduced these under the M&M banner years ago, but these were called Royals, and they were really, really good.
So they were just mint-flavored chocolate with a candy shell.
These new things, first of all, you open up the bag, and they're these irregularly shaped little things.
They're lumpy.
And then we realize what it is. It's they're candy-coated, there's mint-flavored chocolate in them, and then it's all built around like a puff of rice. So it's almost like a Rice Krispie. It's like a tiny
little... I think it
might
be easier to explain that from the inside out.
You start off with a little puff of rice.
It's not like they make the shell and then they fill it up.
I think our listeners know where I'm going with this.
It's bigger than a single Rice Krispie, though.
Yes, it is. They're almost the size of regular M&M's. They're actually a little bit bigger than regular M&M's. They're between the size of the regular M&M and the peanut M&M, I would say.
It's also a little bit denser than a standard Rice Krispie.
Yeah. So we got a bag of these and we tasted them and we thought, well, that's okay. We're not crazy about them. So in case you were wondering what those were, look in the store. If you see them, now you know what they are.
I just thought it sounded like bad news from the get-go. That's really what I'm getting at, Joe, is I told you so.
Okay. You heard it, folks. I'm going to let you have that one, too. See, we were married for longer than a year, and you finally got to say, I told you so. Congratulations. All right. I think we're going to need to let these people go.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do that. This is Mother's Day weekend, so let's say Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. Happy Mother's Day, moms.
Happy Mother's Day, moms.
We hope you have a wonderful day. Well, I should say it's Mother's Day in the United States. We have listeners elsewhere as well. Here in the United States, it's a holiday called Mother's Day. Last year on Mother's Day, you'll remember where I was.
That's right. You were on your way to Tokyo.
That's right. I was getting on a plane. But not this year on Mother's Day. But not this year. So we'll be having a lovely dinner here at the Cheap Date compound with my parents. So if people want to get a hold of us, what's the best way? What is the best possible way for people to get a hold of us?
I can't even remember. Email, probably.
Yeah.
What is it? It's cheapdateshow@gmail.com.
That's right.
That's right.
Or you can leave us a voicemail, 206-203-3283.
That spells date.
It does. We've received a lot of voicemails lately, too.
Good.
I think people also like the outgoing message on there, because I do an imitation of the guy from Movie Phone.
Are you serious? I've never even heard our voicemail greeting. That's
well, you'll have to hear it. So thanks, everyone, for listening, and we will talk to you in a fortnight.
Good night.
This podcast is a production of Cheap Date Media at cheapdatemedia.com.